Hi, I'm Phil Sandwell, and I was just 12 years old when I started my first business. At that time, there were plenty of websites giving information about almost anything anyone wanted to know, but I set up a website where people could play games and not pay anything. There were virtually no websites doing that at the time. It was a really new thing back then. I charged £12 for each ad on the site, and that's how I made money. So my first business, which I called Fun Factory, really took off and became well known. And at the age of 17, I got the opportunity to be on a radio show for teenagers called Wake Up. It featured current affairs and things of interest to young people. I had a 10-minute slot giving advice on starting your own business. Unfortunately, the programme was axed after about a year, but I've included lots of the advice I gave in a book I've just finished writing for young people interested in going into business. In the book, I give advice about how to get young people to buy stuff. I mean, if you want to sell things to other teenagers, you've got to know how and where to advertise. For example, teenagers look at lots of magazines but don't bother with newspapers so much, so there's no point advertising there. Actually, the cheapest thing to do is produce well-designed leaflets. Some people think that my book's based on what I've done in my life, but that wouldn't have been too successful because I don't have enough business experience yet. I did some research into what was important for wannabe teenage business people, and one thing that kept coming up was that finding time was their greatest concern rather than finding the money or ideas, which surprised me a bit. Of course, trying to get a book published isn't easy, but I had an editor who was willing to check my book for free, my mum, and the designer of the front cover was my dad. Then I found a small publisher who thought the book would be a success and was willing to give it a try. I've had various write-ups in the press. Some people think what I do is boring, but others are more interested. One business mag recently said something that made me laugh. They called me a born leader. Anyway, that's better than being called a sad loser, as somebody in a chat show once described me, rather unkindly. But you can't always be successful. I mean, 2 years ago, I started a business with a partner selling software. We ran out of funds and it looked as if it wasn't going to survive, but we produced a decent business plan and my bank gave us a loan. We were successful for a while, but then we had to sell up because we were having too many disagreements. So at the moment, I'm studying business at college, but I'm also a teaching assistant in an IT class at a local high school, which is great. And because it's only part-time, I have no problem fitting it in with college work. A friend also offered me work as a business advisor in a small company he'd set up, but it would have been too much for me to take on. I don't know what I'll do in the future. I'd like to try something different, though, in the area of politics rather than finance or writing. I know I'm good at persuading people to do things, so who knows, it might be my sort of thing. What I've learned is that business people should have determination and lots of common sense, but having a good imagination, that's the one thing you just can't do without. You've also got to try to be flexible, of course, and be willing to take the rough with the smooth. Oh, and a sense of humour also helps.
Now you'll hear part two again. That's the end of part two.